Okay, all right, we are back out of executive session at 2:02. And let's see, is this the mouse here? So, oops, I've got to do Control-Alt-Delete. The first item that we want to talk about so that, first item we're going to talk about is to do review our board protocol. We haven't really had a chance to do that with Nan, and I think the last time we updated this was May of 2014, so now it's been a couple of years after that, and so again, just kind of a chance to run through this to remind people what we have agreed upon as our operating protocol.
Can we see it?
Yeah, okay, here we go. There you go.
So I had a couple little things.
Okay.
How are we moving through this?
I guess who has comments? Brian has comments. Anybody else look through this and have any questions or concerns?
Here, you want the whole thing? I've got it right here.
Okay, I've got it up here on the wall.
The first comment I had was I'd like to change children to students.
Right there?
Yeah. Later in the document, we refer to them as students. Plus, not all the students are children.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I don't have any problems with that. I think that's a good suggestion. I'll double check.
I think that's the only place in there.
Okay.
And then, this is kind of a style issue. I noticed that a lot of the statements are will statements, and I think they read better if they're present tense, because it almost reads like these are things we weren't doing, and now we're going to start doing them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I think it's stronger if the whole thing's in present tense.
So governance team accepts. So the governance team accepts responsibility for all board decisions,
right,
instead of will accept.
All the way through the document, it's in future tense, and it really should be in present tense, I think, in terms of the usage. Because these are things we have been doing and are going to continue to do, and it makes it a stronger statement.
Okay.
And then I just had a couple other little style things. Under meetings, I don't think we need to say we agree, because everything in the document is an agreement, essentially. I would say...
Okay, so just the board president, or superintendent.
I think the whole number one can be rewritten. It's a little folksy at the end. I would just say... agenda items are to be
agenda items are agreed upon are prior to the meeting
are determined in advance or something like that. Yeah.
Agenda items.
Yeah.
Agenda.
But sometimes that's not going to happen all the time.
Yeah.
Right. Or you could phrase it under ordinary,
generally.
Right. We don't want to exclude the possibility that something comes up at the meeting, right? Mm-hmm. But generally, agenda items are submitted to the board president or the superintendent in advance of the meeting. That's it. I think that could be the whole thing. And you don't even have to say, instead of bringing it up unexpectedly. I think that sounds a little folksy. Or you could say typically or ordinarily, right? However you want to phrase it. Ordinarily, agenda items are brought to the board president and superintendent in advance of the meeting.
Any comments from anyone else?
I like the suggested changes. I read through this and I didn't, be honest, I didn't pay much attention to the form,
mm-hmm.
more the direction and point. But I think Brian is right on target that we can say things better. Number two, the board will lead by example.
Number two is the one I didn't like substantively.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're trying to say with number two.
It
sounds almost defensive, like we've not been very good at that in the past. We need to do better. You see what I'm
saying? I think it's just a reminder for board members that
this
we handle ourselves.
This before, right? So
right.
A group of board members prior to you developed mm-hmm. this, and mm-hmm. so it's probably reflective of the experience
yes.
they're having,
mm-hmm.
and it's intended to be a kind of fluid document
mm-hmm.
based on what's happening.
Yeah.
So I think the revision piece is, and now some of these things have just become the way we do business because we operated that way.
Yeah, I would
right.
say we could
right.
strike number two entirely. And it's not well written anyway because it's got like three or four different things going on. You see what I mean? The board will lead by example. I'm not even sure what that means.
Well, looking at number three,
the board, if you take the will out, the board speaks to issues on the agenda. I could, that's fine. That I don't see any trouble keeping that. And the other one I wasn't sure about. I think is it number. Oh, this is further.
Would you? Okay, can I go back a little bit
Sorry.
Between two and three? What about somehow incorporating that encouraging debate and or differing points of view with care? I mean, somehow talking about the fact that we speak to the issues on the agenda, but we also we encourage open discussion
mm-hmm. yeah,
with respect or something.
Would it be said the board will. Board speaks to issues on the agenda while encouraging debate and different points of view.
Or while encouraging open discussion. Or
while encouraging open discussion, okay.
Because, yeah, I mean, yeah, we don't want to encourage, like, come on, you need to take the other side, Brian. Encouraging open discussion.
That's a good point. We're not seeking different points of view. But we're open to
open.
Them.
Yes, right. Encouraging open discussion. Respectful open discussion, or just, I don't know.
That's a leftover from long before
yes.
well, Dick was here, but Dick's always been here. long before this board, that's how the board did conduct themselves.
How?
Yelling, screaming openly.
Mm-hmm. Like in public?
Yeah. At the public board meeting.
No wonder that hasn't got in at some point.
Yeah, it was ugly when you have a board member tell the superintendent he's lying four times in a meeting.
Yeah, and this stuff it happened. I was there for several of those meetings.
Yes,
wow.
so was I.
You could say instead of ordinarily, you could
I
say to the extent possible.
I don't think we need to keep that in there, though. I mean, seriously, do you guys think so? That just confirms my sense when I was reading it. Like, this comes from something in the past.
Yes.
Uh-huh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I think some of the sentiment.
Yeah, because you're
going to
have a future, too, where there's
yeah,
not going
right.
to be the same board
and
members.
I think we all agree that we all agree that we may disagree.
Right.
And when we do that, we can be respectful.
Yeah.
And I think we've all conducted ourselves reasonably well to this point.
Right.
Except Amy sometimes gets
well,
carried away.
If you wanted to keep with care and respect, that's fine.
Or
yeah.
just say the board speaks to the issues on the agenda while encouraging respectful, open discussion.
Yeah, that's straight to the point.
Okay.
You know?
And in parentheses, you too, Amy. No. Okay.
There was one other. Could you scroll down a little bit?
Uh-huh.
I think it's... Okay, under professional growth,
mm-hmm.
I didn't care for the phrase, the board will do their homework. Sorry, just didn't like that.
And what do you recommend, Brian?
How about do their research?
The board.
What are we trying to say there? Under professional
growth.
Well,
professional
growth.
Board members have a responsibility to
continually improve.
Mm-hmm. To improve their boardsmanship skills.
Let me ask this.
Okay.
The homework for what? The homework for before a meeting? The homework for what were we talking about there? Do you know?
It's agenda, understanding the items
okay.
on the agenda,
yeah.
okay.
and understanding the background, and asking questions before the meeting instead
right.
of
okay.
bringing up a, you know, embarrassing item in the middle of a meeting, which
right.
was
allowing people the chance to get those answers so that they're prepared.
Okay, so I would that would be a separate item because the back end of that statement is about board training and networking, which is a separate issue.
Okay.
So if you split that, then number one might be the board will prepare for meetings.
Mm-hmm. Or
instead
of will.
Isn't that number four up above, though?
Yeah, that's number four.
Yes, okay.
So we could...
So maybe...
So really, number one shouldn't
be
about
broader.
The homework.
Right.
Number one should be about the board training and networking, right?
Just put the board will improve their board's to do their homework.
Or the board,
I think
agrees to.
I think the board has a responsibility to improve or to continue to improve.
Okay.
Board has a responsibility to continually improve or. Their board
chancellor skills. But the board has a responsibility to improve their board leadership.
I always tell my kids I'm graduated from school. I don't have to do homework. And I don't have to get up early anymore. Yeah. And then they look every day.
Okay. The board
orders.
Lucky for you.
Yes, right. Okay. So generally going through this, changing it from future to present tense, and then changing the children at the beginning to students, and eliminating item 2 under school board meetings, and revising number 3 under school board meetings to add that we will encourage respectful open discussion, and under professional growth, get rid of the homework section, and change it to having a responsibility to improve their board skills.
And I would eliminate number 2 under professional growth.
I think it's important to have something in there about... do we have anything in there anywhere else about a self-evaluation or reviewing?
Self-evaluation, but let's get rid of behavior.
I'm fine with that.
Review its behavior.
The board reviews. Do we want to talk? Maybe just talk more under professional growth. How about we didn't really have anything in here about having goals. Maybe under professional growth, the board will review and update goals.
Yearly evaluation.
Board will review and update.
Its goals.
Its goals.
Through yearly self-evaluation.
Through evaluations at least yearly or something.
Okay.
Through evaluations that, I don't know, how you want it.
Annual evaluation.
Thank you.
The board review. There you go.
The board will review its goals annually.
The board reviews its goals annually.
Yeah, we're taking well. The board reviews its goals annually. And number 5, there's a comma missing that's kind of important. Board members shall respect the confidentiality of all privileged information.
Comma. Especially information discussed. Okay. Okay.
Sorry, I was just...
No, that's okay. Does that sound good to everybody? Okay.
Good.
How about we'll make some revisions and send it out, and I don't know if we'll be able to. We can try and have it on our agenda for Thursday. Do you want to do that, or do you want to just do plan on having it on the agenda in October to vote on revisions, or just make a comment about it? Whatever.
Yeah. Well, what about the other one? If we're not done with that,
Let's just wait.
Maybe we can vote on that. But
yep.
I don't know how much there is to do on that.
Okay. Maybe not a whole bunch. So I think, are we ready to move on to our board goals then? All right. Todd and Diane, unless you want to hang out with us, you're welcome to.
Before you go, the building product, the building liaison program.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any input about that?
Like any comments maybe that you've heard from anybody? Or?
No, I think that what we've heard is they just appreciate you coming. So it really wouldn't matter if you want to stick with the same one because you've been there a while or you want to see a couple of different ones. But I know they like having you come. So. Okay.
And I know Dick was not at the meeting when we approved them, so I did give him a copy in case he wanted to make some changes.
No, I was fine.
You're okay?
And again, I'll just be bopping in and out whenever
right.
I can.
Right.
And I went to the, just recently, to the Bunsold, the Rustler.
Assembly.
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Nice.
Phenomenal. So I got to talk with a lot of the teachers and
great.
Michelle. And stuff when I was over there.
Good.
That okay. was amazing.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I
had. And I know, like, we talked a little bit because you don't want, you know, the intent is not to bog them down with board members coming in to visit and stuff. But I think, you know, once you develop those relationships, you can, they're pretty open to telling you,
okay,
you know, what they're comfortable with. And so, like, at Edgewood, I have one teacher who I kind of work with and, uh-huh. She'll say, okay, this kindergarten teacher really likes me to come in and take a few kids out and read for, you know, a couple minutes with several different groups. And so that's one thing that works in that building. And then if David happens to be around and, oh, what you doing? You know, we might talk for a couple minutes. So it's pretty flexible. And I'm dealing with somebody other than the principal. But I also have that conversation with him that if something important is coming up and, you know, wants me to see it and
okay.
let me know.
That's helpful.
Okay. Good. Move that one out. We'll move on to our board goals.
We'll leave you this
okay, yep.
for the adjournment.
Yep. I will do that. And we're still good. We're still on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys.
Bye. See you Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. All right. So now, oops, where'd you go? There it is. Our board goals. How about, let's maybe tie this in a little bit with Todd and Diane's goals. Did you guys have a chance to look over what they had sent?
Is this the, the five goals now?
Okay, yeah. Are these five papers?
I don't know how
yeah,
I got
over okay, here. Good. Because I had so many papers.
Oh, I thought they
yeah,
were
okay. You were looking for that. And this one, too. Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, the Todd's goals in student learning were to continue to build and strengthen relationships with the departments, building administrators and staff. He's planning to go to each building to give a state of the school's presentation to share the financial outlook of the district with the staff. He's going to continue to train principals, secretaries, and other staff to ensure funds are efficiently and effectively used for student learning. In order to properly serve the building staff, treasurer staff will have to be properly trained and willing to serve. Part of this goal will include further cross-training of treasurer staff, professional development, and ensure appropriate atmosphere and teamwork in fiscal office. Kind of ongoing work that he has been doing. Under financial stability, we're in a good place, so his goal for this year will be ensure that we focus on the long-term impact of decisions.
Okay.
One of the ways to do that is to ask that question, how does this benefit students? And weigh that against the impact on the immediate and long-term financial stability of the district. So whenever there are opportunities and challenges with budgeting and forecasting, they ask that question, how does it benefit students? Under safety, you know, continuing to fine-tune the permanent improvement forecast to ensure long-term planning and availability of funds. Under community engagement, maintain high level of communication with the community through newsletters, editorials, and district emails. Keep focus on openness and transparency to ensure the community feels they have access to as much information as they might want. He's planning to do a state of the school's community meeting. They've talked about that. I think sometime this fall was the plan to do that.
And that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and to continue to build relationships with booster and PTO groups. The only thing I just asked Todd if he would consider, I asked him to try and incorporate something in that community engagement that addresses the survey results, because in those survey results, like, one of the biggest negatives was the perception of the community compared to the reality of our finances. The community still felt like there were some problems and that kind of stuff. And so I just told him in that community engagement, could he maybe address that? You know, one of his goals is to positively, you know, to try and have an impact on changing that perception of our community through some of those things, you know. And I don't know if there would be a measurable there or not. Yeah, I mean, because I don't know. I don't think we do a survey every year because they're not cheap to do that. But, you know, maybe even just, maybe even, you know, working with PTOs or having some of those visits where the more people that you can talk to who are well-respected in the community and have a wide circle of influence, then the more that story gets out there.
Yeah, I think that we definitely need to do that because of the things that are, and things that are about to come down. And I think that people need to know how we as a board have been very fiscally sound in our decisions in saying that we would not come back until, and then we're not even going back then.
Right.
You know what I mean? To somehow get this more out into the community.
Right. So that, I think that can kind of, like, when we get to that, kind of a little bit ahead of it, but when we get to the financial stability part of our goals, then I think that's how we kind of tie it in to his goals and what ways can we support his goals? What kinds of things can we do? And then for Diane's goals, her number, the five goals that are the same five goals that we have in our board goals don't change. It's like a five-year kind of a rotation where every 5 years we're going to be looking at our district strategic plan. So right now we have the same five goals, but then there are different objectives each year. So Diane's objectives, her first objective is really pretty much, it's a carryover from last year, and that's to support and provide leadership to the administrative staff in the district, focusing on the high school principal. Since it's just his second year, you know, she thought it was important to continue focusing in that area, and I personally think that's a good plan. Objective two, and I think we've all heard this, one of the main goals this year is this is a real focus on personalized learning, the CBE, which is, what is it?
Conference.
It's a conference, but it's education. Oh, I can't remember. It's not comprehensive. It's
CBT.
I know it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember right now. But anyways, you know, Diane's going to be collaborating with all the district leaders, administrative principals, coaches, whatever, to establish the framework for and begin the professional development embedded in personalized learning. So I think, again, I mean, I think we've heard that, and I think we're going to hear that in all of our building presentations this year, what they're doing to make learning more personalized for every student, ties into technology and stuff. Her objective three, I had a few questions for her about this. Under financial stability, she's talking about creating a leadership group to research and develop an educational option for students who are under expulsion, credit deficient, specifically for but not limited to high school students. The reason she put this under financial stability is when students are expelled, they come off of our numbers, so that impacts our finances.
Competency based.
Yeah. Okay. So if they're number one, you know, we're tasked at trying to educate every child. So her thought was to create a group and visit some other districts that have maybe piloted or are working with a successful plan to keep those expelled students in the district and find some way to, you know, trying to give them a positive future instead of a negative future. So I was excited to see that because, you know, I hate getting those expulsion letters.
Yeah, and I know that there are some things in the state legislature that address
yes.
attendance and expulsion, and it may not directly be involved with this, but this is certainly an issue that goes well beyond our district.
Right. Yep. And there's some financial implications to that
yes,
one, a lot. Her objective four, maintaining the safe learning environment, is to continually collaborate with the treasurer to monitor implementation of the PI forecast, specifically setting options for an upgraded IP camera system for the district. So talked a little bit about the fact that a lot of our cameras are somewhat outdated.
Mm-hmm.
Maintenance contracts are mm-hmm. expensive, and the older your equipment gets, the harder it is to
yeah.
find
okay.
replacements. So that's one focus. And I also talked to her, asked her if she would consider including the fact that that the track and the stadium are something that is definitely in the planning stages. And so I think that there's going to be a portion of that included. It's not something that's going to be done by the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the goal, because this is a major project. And so, mm-hmm. as we know, we don't fly by the seat of our pants, and we plan things long in advance. So, anyways, I just said, you know, since I know that you're going to be working on it because of, in that public participation, the lady commented about the track, and Diane had followed up with her that they were having meetings, and those meetings have been held, and so they're definitely having discussions. So.
And I think when you start talking about the track and you talk about athletic fields, it gets complicated pretty quick,
mm-hmm.
and I've always thought that you ought to have a picture of how you want things to look 15 years from now.
Right.
And then, if you can only do a portion, mm-hmm. the portion you do fits into that longer-term overall picture,
right.
rather than just kind of piecemealing things together and finding out that you would have rather had some facility located in a different
mm-hmm.
relationship to other things than what you finally got. So.
I think, you know, Dick and I went to the Finance Committee meeting, and mm-hmm. we spent a long time on the permanent improvement forecast, and I think just the fact that we have that 20-year forecast
yeah.
allows us to right. start developing the athletic base.
Yeah, and I know that Todd, I suggested to Todd that maybe there was a newspaper article, and I happened to mention this to the newspaper also, that, you know, some, you know, background as to what the school is doing and some of the thought and work that's going in.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that PI money is separate from operating money
mm-hmm.
Is something that is basic, but it's also something that I think many people in our community don't think about or aren't aware of.
Or don't understand.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, because when comments are made, like, you know, if you're spending this amount of money on the parking lot, couldn't it be spent on the students in a better way?
Right.
Well, it has to be spent on buildings and maintenance and equipment
right.
and things like that. Mm-hmm. So.
So is she going to include the track or not, though?
Well, we just had that conversation today.
I
guess my thought would be is if you have other questions or
uh-huh.
if you have some things that you'd like to discuss with her,
uh-huh.
Why don't you schedule a meeting sooner than later.
Okay.
And then I'll just, you know,
yeah.
and let me know, too, just what I know maybe to be.
The other question I had,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be an earlier one. Where is it? The one, okay. You know, she's had goals about Tom before, Tom
mm-hmm.
Cochran, but what
mm-hmm.
about Canale? Didn't it mm-hmm. seem like you were maybe moving that way?
I think basically all of the principals are part of her oversight, you know, and so depending on information that we get, she may kind of support some more than others at different times. But I think Tom is probably the one that's going to show up here.
Okay.
And if there's other ones, then, you know. Yeah. And then the last objective that she has would be the community partnerships, collaborating with, and this one I'm really excited about too, collaborating with the high school staff and Otterbein University and additional community partners to investigate options and develop pathways associated with the performing arts. I know, I don't know about you guys, but it's been a goal of mine to get some pathways in the traditional high school, and this seems like a pretty natural fit. Mm-hmm. That's a performing arts is pretty darn popular.
Where's that?
That's objective five,
okay,
under the community partnerships. So again, I guess having seen theirs, if we look at our goals, I kind of went through them briefly, and again, I crossed out things like we no longer have a board finance committee or a board policy committee, so I struck those.
I've still been invited to the policy meetings.
Right, and the finance committee meetings.
And the finance committee meetings.
Right.
So I've attended, and Sue attended, I attended the policy meeting and the finance meeting.
Okay.
So if that, the fact that we're striking that out doesn't mean that we wouldn't necessarily be going to those meetings. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Just saying that it's no longer a board committee.
Okay.
So it needs to get taken off of there. And guess on this first one, the one thought I had is on our action step number one, support and promote job-embedded meaningful professional development. I thought because this year we really have this focus on personalized learning that it might make sense to just add that comment, like supporting and promoting job-embedded meaningful professional development focused on personalized learning. Which is not a major change, but it just kind of confirms the fact that we're supporting our district's goal, the superintendent's goal, to really focus on personalized learning. So I guess just somehow wanting to include the fact that we do support personalized learning.
Mm-hmm. That works. And I thought for number two, I know this might overlap the stuff on finance later in the document, but it seems like for the objective of ensuring excellence in instruction for every student, right, the action step is overseeing finances in a manner that allows not only professional development, but hiring and retention of the quality teachers that we want. Isn't that how we do that? It's not just about professional development.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it does.
So number two would be say something like oversee finances in a manner that allows hiring and retention of qualified staff as well as professional development opportunities for them or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that anywhere else in our...
I don't think so.
It is. I think that there's something similar when we get to the finance part, but my point is...
See, I'm just wondering if we're mixing that in with... Because this is about student performance.
Right.
But having qualified, you know, being able to hire.
Right, but I'm saying, do we double do that down when we talk about?
Yeah, that may be. But honestly, when you say, how does the board
support
student performance by overseeing finances in a way that allows the hiring and retention of qualified teachers? That's like the biggest way.
Right.
Even if we see it in another place, we can take it out.
Or keep it in both just because we recognize that it's both student achievement and finances.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because you're linked.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we mentioned it, when did it come up at one of the meetings? When we were talking about the salaries for Todd and Diane, and we said we support compensating all of the staff in the district appropriately.
Right.
So.
Okay. I like adding that.
There was one thing odd about this document that maybe you noticed, that little note at the top says the mayor's, that's on every page.
I know. So that if you, because it's a reminder.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you might be look if you look at goal number one, you know, I think we put it on every page because communication is key, you know, kind of like just the importance of communication. It doesn't have to be on every page, but I think it was just kind of a maybe because of the time that when we first worked on this,
uh-huh.
there was a lot of talk about transparency and lack of communication, and so I think it was put on every page intentionally.
Okay.
To highlight the fact that we do feel like communication is important.
That might be. I don't.
It could move from the top to the bottom, or
it just reads a little strange.
Yeah.
Saying it every single page.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Maybe we just need it once.
Okay. I'm fine with it. Do we want it off? Just want it on the first one?
That's all right with me. I'd also get rid of the note.
That's what he's talking about, the note.
Yeah, but I just...
the note down at the bottom, too?
No. Or just the word note.
The word note.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah,
okay.
Right. We don't really need that.
Okay. All right. So we'll take it off of here.
So are you going to keep that, the Board of Education feels strongly that communication on every page?
No, just on the first page.
Just the first
and I'm going to take the note off at the beginning.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so that's goal one, objective A.
Right. Goal one, objective B. I didn't really... Oh, sorry. I guess I need to move it, don't I?
Okay.
So we're maximizing the impact of the board on student achievement by focusing on board development.
Okay. I mean, these are all good action steps. They just, mm-hmm. it's a little questionable why to put them under student learning. But that might be the best place they go.
Well, because, I think a lot, if you read the books on successful districts,
uh-huh.
you know, they say that a strong board
okay.
is usually a part of that. Success story, I guess, would be one way to say it.
Okay.
And the more informed we are about how a board works, I think the more positive impact we have on
okay.
student achievement.
I learned a lot at that Every Student Succeeds
mm-hmm.
Round table discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just looking, it has a group of webinars that kind of goes with it,
uh-huh.
because I want to go back and read some, or listen to some of these, because I didn't know exactly what some of the terminologies were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even at the highest level, highly qualified teachers,
mm-hmm.
how do we feel about highly qualified teacher destination?
Mm-hmm.
Is that important, and does that link to our financial goals
mm-hmm.
moving forward, because if it is, then we're going to have to pay
right.
more
mm-hmm.
to right. maintain right. that level of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And then also how we want to break down the, they call them N groups, the subgroups of how we break down our population. And
mm-hmm.
We're not overly diverse, but you know, when we break down it by socioeconomic mm-hmm. regions, we actually have quite a bit of diversity. When we start breaking it down by ethnic diversity, maybe not so much, but getting more
mm-hmm.
and that keying in with the test taking, you know, there's going to be testing no matter what. It's
mm-hmm.
just, especially when you do the high school level, one of the big discussions was should the ACT or SAT take the place of the Ohio graduation test or whatever might be developed from that point forward? And there was a lot of debate at our table in regards to it. That is kind of a knowledge-based test for people going to college. But not everyone in high school is necessarily destined for college. So is it a fair way to assess it? So there wasn't a lot of answers. There was a lot of questions and a lot of discussion.
Right. But just the fact that you attended that and you, you know, I mean, you gained a lot of knowledge that's going to make you and our board more effective. And I think it translates into student achievement.
Because when I look at this, I think that all of these are appropriate because it puts us, by doing these things, it puts us in a better position to make decisions about what's the appropriate direction, the appropriate policy that will enhance the students' learning opportunities.
Okay.
Good to go on it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Goal number one, objective C, support and promote innovation and collaboration.
Oh, let me, if we can, go back one. All right. Under number five, responsible persons of the legislative committee. And when you look at legislative committee...
I'll just put you on there.
No.
Oh.
I was going to offer... maybe I know you voted on some things, but...
Go ahead.
I know Nan has had in the past an interest in me. She could become a legislative committee member, and our committee could have more than one person.
Well, you know what? And here's another thought, because when I looked at that... I think that limiting it just to the legislative committee is unnecessary.
Okay.
So, and I think, you know, in January when we vote on committees, I think we're going to end up with two people on the legislative committee. But maybe for now, maybe we just change that to all
because
I think
all
last
like
year,
letters,
yeah, I mean last year we were
all
involved.
Oh yeah.
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 Well, that'd be fine.
So maybe just changing that to all.
That'd be fine.
And I'm not trying to
duck my responsibilities as a board member.
Well, no, I'm glad you brought it up because I thought about that.
You're in charge of leading us in that area.
Yes, right. You keep us updated. You keep us updated.
Right.
So for now, I think it does make a lot of sense to change this to all because we have all been involved.
Yes. Support. I mean, we wouldn't expect Dick to do all of that, send everybody's letters in when Todd, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
There's
he may be you're the recognized expert in the area.
Right.
But
no,
we all.
I'm not.
You're the recognized
go-to
person.
Liaison.
You're our legislative liaison at this point. Okay. Well, thank you. That's a good point.
It is a duty and responsibility that I welcome assistance and company.
Okay.
Yes. Great job with it.
Okay.
So if we move on to this, supporting and promoting.
Do it by myself.
I know. Innovation. Well, yes, that's our negotiations committee will gain a person next year, too. So we just support, we promote and support innovation and collaboration by networking, OSBA, with other school district boards of education. You know, we had talked about trying to have some roundtable discussions with other board of education. But I think the reality is that it's very difficult to try and schedule another meeting just amongst ourselves, and so to try and add in other people. So maybe if we talk about networking at OSBA conferences, we are, in a sense, networking with other school districts. So how about that whole section?
There's opportunities. I was able to ask the superintendent from Fairbanks and North Union to join me at the legislative breakfast and go to meetings. with our legislators, and so, you know, we had representatives from the three major schools in this county that went and sat down with Senator Burke and Representative Palanda, and we were able to, you know, raise some concerns collectively in that respect. So,
what if we split it into two? The first one could be not working with educators, and that includes OSBA conferences, but it's not limited to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is networking within
the community.
That means all the contexts that we're trying to develop that are not educators.
Mm-hmm.
That's like two, it really is two action steps, isn't it?
You kind of cram them all into one.
Okay.
Doesn't it talk about that when we talk about communication?
Probably does. Some of these overlap.
And I don't have a problem with saying the same thing twice in different areas
if
it's appropriate.
Right.
You know, because you can say, this is something we're trying to do in this area, and we're going to do the same kind of thing in this area.
Right. Because it does support student achievement and student performance.
Mm-hmm.
And it also supports communication.
It just looks thin with the one, but it really there's many action steps in that one, because the networking with, like, I don't know, somebody from Honda or something, that's a whole different thing than networking with another board member.
Right.
So the board will network. Within our own, or with
other community members to support innovation and collaboration. I'm thinking of the networking, the people that are not in education,
mm-hmm.
which we're trying to do.
Right.
You're right, that overlaps with the communication thing later.
So did you want me to change, instead of it saying we'll network at OSBA conferences, just say the board will network with educators? We'll network at OSBA conferences with fellow educators?
Well, it's not limited to that because we've got networking opportunities at other places. The board will network with other educators at OSBA conferences and elsewhere.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
You know, like I've been going to this executive whatever thing.
Okay. Elsewhere. And then we will network with, how do you want to say that, with just community?
With other community members to support innovation and collaboration.
Okay. Alrighty. Goal 2, financial stability. We're going to monitor the district's comprehensive financial plan by following our cash balance policy and being aware of potential levy needs. That's number one. And number two, studying the 5-year forecast, the PI forecast, and bond forecast, including the assumptions made by the treasurer. I mean, I don't think those need to change at all. I mean, I think those are just pretty basic. Okay with that?
No, well, the first one is a little odd. Follow the district's cash balance policy. That's an action step. Continuing to be aware of potential levy needs, that's a separate action step, is it not? The cash balance policy is one thing.
But
being prepared for levies is another.
But the cash balance policy really drives the need for levies, future levies, because the cash balance policy, you know, says that you will not have deficit spending, and if you do, you need to show the action, and if you have less than 1 month, you need to show the action, and that action is generally going to be either, you know, well, we've gone into deficit spending, but we have a big enough cash balance that we don't need to put a levy on now, but we recognize that this is the first sign of potentially needing a future levy.
I don't see it that way. I think the cash balance policy is a policy of how the cash is handled. And the idea about being aware of potential levy needs, that's a much broader question of whether we need a
levy. But our cash balance isn't how the cash is handled. That's saying that's what we have to have in there. It's not how that's handled.
Right, but what am I trying to say? there's multiple ways of keeping to that cash balance policy.
Well, there is a specific statement
right.
that is our policy, and it says that we will not go into deficit spending, that we will have at least 1 month cash on hand. That's the policy statement. Mm-hmm. And as I read this, that means that we as a board agree to do that. Now, I think it's a bit redundant because it is a policy,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. we're supposed to follow our own policy, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. we're saying here we're going to do what we said we would
do. Well, how about if you kind of switch that around or something, that how we are aware... I want to say something right. to the fact that we're aware of any potential levy needs based on our knowledge of the district's cash balance.
That's not true either. That's not what drives levies. The cash balance policy does not drive levies. The need for a new levy could be an expansion program, for instance. There might be no problem at all with the cash balance. But
you would see it if you had an expansion program. It would show up in your 5-year forecast, and your 5-year yeah. forecast adheres to the cash balance policy.
It would take out your cash balance.
If you go to a finance, I mean, I think you would see that because when we go over
I'm not saying the cash balance policy cannot show you the need for levy, but it's two separate things. There's another way to get the cash back in balance by cutting expenditures. You see my point? There's more than one way to keep the cash uh-huh. in balance, and there's more than one circumstance that could lead to a levy
okay.
campaign. They're two separate things.
Okay.
Do you see my point? If the cash balance policy is getting out of whack, mm-hmm. and we're supposed to stick to that,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to do a levy at all. You could just cut.
There have been years of deficit spending where we recognize it and say it does uh-huh. not meet okay. our cash balance
yeah.
policy
uh-huh.
but our policy says you need to recognize it and that the treasurer and or superintendent has to inform the board what their plans are mm-hmm. and the plans may be we don't need a levy right now. Our plans are that we're going to closely monitor this
mm-hmm.
and either
right.
cut costs or plan for a future levy.
Yeah,
that's just
so. I mean, and we're just talking about being aware of potential. So, I mean, I don't care if you want to make you want to give me a suggestion to make it
well
a
Dick's,
separate.
Dick's saying we don't need the cash balance policy thing in there at all, but because it's already a policy. But I just don't think they should be run together like that because
okay.
they are two separate things. Even though you're right, they're connected.
Yeah,
they are two separate.
And I would reverse the order.
That was what I was thinking too.
Levy need based on the district's cash balance and 5-year forecast
and other factors.
And 5-year forecast.
You want to keep
yeah.
That's okay. fine, but
okay, yeah.
It's misleading to say that the only thing that drives
right.
levies is cash balance.
Be aware of potential
yeah,
levy
and,
needs.
Based on
5-year forecast.
Based on the cash balance policy
cash
and other
balance.
And other factors. Or,
yeah.
yeah.
Or how about cash balance policy and,
other
and any other factors that
yeah.
may impact
yeah.
Yeah.
district's finance
right.
or something.
There you go.
And like I said, I would reverse these and
yes.
put the looking, you know, we're
okay.
going to look at the forecast, the PIs, all that. We're going to look at all that information.
So make that number one.
Make that number one. And then...
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
right.
based
yep.
on what we see in those, then,
right.
you know, we will...
How about based on the various forecasts, comma, mm-hmm. cash balance policy,
how about the various
comma,
issues in number one? Because now you're drawing them both together.
That'd be
okay.
fine.
The
yeah,
various
that'd be fine.
Issues stated in number one.
Well, I'm just going to say forecasts instead of issues.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
it says because they're all
okay. right.
Okay.
Based on the forecast, cash balance, policy, and any other extenuating factors. How's
other
that?
Factors, right?
Any other We have to sound intelligent, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that. And I like changing the order too. Good calls. Next one.
Okay, this is communicating the financial status.
Right. Okay, yeah. So at the very beginning, since we don't have a board's finance committee, do we want to include anything that, you know, Todd, it's Todd's finance committee. So I don't know if one just comes off.
See, I think that word kind of confused these. Maintaining a safe learning environment.
Wait, where are you?
I'm not sure that these... I think we get into the safe... Aren't we on...
We're on goal 2, on? Objective B. 2B.
Financial stability.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I went one ahead.
Okay.
I jumped one ahead.
Sorry. I know. We do have to... We've got to get moving here. Well, we might have to continue.
Well, I moved this.
I know. Okay, yeah.
It kind of went too far.
Okay.
I could see taking number one out. Since that committee is no longer a board committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we
take one out. Yeah,
because
you've got that covered in two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got it covered in two. Everything basically that you're saying in one, it's the transparency, communication.
Sue and I were supposed to be communicating to the community about the district's financial condition.
Yes.
But that's really now, since we've taken that committee away, that's really Todd's responsibility to do that. Now, we're, as a board, we can promote transparent communication.
Mm-hmm. How about if we add board meetings in there? Because, I mean, we promote continuous transparent communication utilizing our board meetings, levy committees, community meetings.
Well, here's the first one where I feel like maybe we need to get specific. Maybe we need to come up with some real action steps this year, because this came up in the... Who was
survey.
It that came in that survey, and Todd's aware of it, and we know that he's going to be working on it. Mm-hmm. Are there specific things that we could do to help with this year to get the communication of how healthy the finances actually are out there better?
Mm-hmm.
And that number two to me is still a little vague. Like, what newsletters and what? You know what I'm saying? We don't have a levy committee right now. Is that true?
There is a levy committee. They're just not active.
Right.
All right. So
right.
But they would have no need to be right now.
The other thing is, the levy committee, as I understand it, is a citizen group.
Right.
Okay.
So we may not want to have that
in here
because the levy committee doesn't work for the board. They're they're independent
separate.
Of the board.
This is something. These are our goals and action steps. So what?
So if we take out levy committee,
board meeting.
I think it would make sense to include board meetings in here.
I do too.
Okay.
Put board meetings first.
Utilizing board meetings.
You've got the community meeting. That's like the coffees and other type things.
Mm-hmm. Board meetings, community meetings.
Are we doing a newsletter as a board?
Well, the district has a quarterly newsletter that goes out.
Right,
and
I think
they also
so.
Have it online, don't they?
Yeah.
That's not the board, right?
Right, it's not the board. So do we take that off of there?
Well, we're going to promote. So
how
that
about,
doesn't,
okay, right, okay,
it doesn't
right.
necessarily
right.
mean
it
has
to
be
ours.
Oh,
right.
See,
why don't
so,
you put school newsletters?
Or district.
So,
district
or
newsletters. There you go. District newsletters.
Okay. I guess what I'm asking are there things that we are going to do this year?
Yeah, well, kind of looking back, we told Todd that the district website for the treasurer needed to be done, something.
Right.
And he did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, that was promoting the continuous transparency, because we instructed the treasurer to provide better
and more debt. So I kind of think that you need to leave the levy committee in there, too, because we promote.
Well, I didn't see the word promote at the front end.
I'm thinking that should be at the end.
We're just kind of...
Because that's how we get the word out.
Yeah. I understand
now that.
I was looking at what things are really inside the district and what things...
Right, but like you said, that's how we promote. So if we need a levy, the citizens are who we're going to go through.
Right.
Just like the involvement of our community meetings and stuff.
Well, and I would agree with cooperating with the levy committee.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so all that's good, but my question is, are there things that we are going to do? And I'll give you some examples.
Yeah.
I'm not pushing this, it's more like a question. Any one of us could post articles on our Facebook pages. Any one of us could send letters to the editor. Any one of us could try to communicate with the community in other ways as board members.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a forum. We do have a platform as board members. Mm-hmm. Are we going to use that individually or collectively in any specific ways this year to try to help with this issue, other than at meetings, which you've already got on there?
I think we have to do it collectively. I don't think that, again, it goes out to one person says it one way, one person says it another, and I think you have to have a board response.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to go out and say, well, I think we need a levy, and I'm not going to go out and say, no, I don't think we need one right now. You know what I mean? I think it has to be
definitely not.
What if we utilize? And I know there's not a ton of people that go to those community coffees, but if we developed if we worked with Todd and Diane to develop some bullet points of things that we want to focus on, that we want to get out there, a small list, but heavy hitters that we could share. And I think like Diane's presentation that she gave at Convocation. I think there's some good pieces of information in there that we can talk about that could maybe help people realize, you know, hey, we cut staff back then.
Okay.
We haven't had a new levy, but guess what? We're back to the same level of staff. It's different. It's a different alignment, but it aligns with our district strategy, and we've done that, and at the same time built our cash balance policy. We've negotiated with the union and gave what I think people felt were reasonable raises. I mean, I don't know. I guess just kind of a general thing like that, just a few bullet points that we could all have.
So you're talking about putting that into the district newsletter?
Well, maybe something that we could have individually to take to community coffees, or if we happen to be at a PTO meeting or some other event that we feel comfortable with this information and we all have the same information to share. I'm sorry, I keep on talking to these three over here.
But you know what? I think that those community coffees, though, Sue, are more of a gripe session for people.
Yeah.
Or a, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or I don't think they want to hear about, they can come to the board meeting if they want to hear about what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to hear them.
Well,
yeah, but I think that's what it's been. But I have a different image of what the community coffee can really be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been meeting with a lot of people independently, trying to understand, you know, what do you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with coming to the board meeting is even with the public participation, we can't talk back.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So they don't feel, they feel like they've had their voice, but there's no true communication. There's no true two-way communication.
Mm-hmm.
I think the community coffees can actually be evolved with some sort of big
a little presentation.
Yeah,
maybe.
A little presentation.
Uh-huh.
And if we had information to share, okay, there
take
are people
back
out there that will come and get the information and work as, you
the
know,
positive.
Yeah, ambassadors in the community for stuff that's going on.
You know what, like the first one I would think of, Pam Klaus.
Right.
Would take, you know, if we had, I guess that is.
And actually, I don't know, and this, I know that there's some, I think there's some OSBA conferences on social media and things like that, and I was thinking that that's a weakness of ours, I think, using social media and things like that, you know. But just to become better informed on how we can use some of those things, or just communicating in general. Because I don't know if you had some of those little bullet points. Are those any things that we could leave in place, you know, like have some in little bullet points of information from the Marysville Board of Education? Did you know? I think like Tracy Richardson one time suggested just either putting something on our website, just little did you know facts about the district.
That's what I was saying. You know, I mean, so that a lot of people are starting to look at that now because we direct a lot of people to look at it.
Right. So even on the board page, maybe that would be something on our board page, you know, things that we're proud of, or, you know, again, maybe like
what if we just what if we just put, since I know that we may not be able to get through everything today.
Right.
What if the action step was that we will, over the course of the year, find some new ways to communicate?
Research, new opportunities.
I don't know what they will be, but it could be end up being a Facebook thing. It could be end up being using the coffees differently.
Okay.
Maybe even inviting the newspaper to the coffees sometime and saying, this is what we're going to present on.
One of the things that I've seen at the coffees that I've been part of is that, and I've always maintained that, we have a responsibility to educate. And I think there was a meeting that we had at Fifth Street where there was an individual came in very strongly. We held a discussion. When he left, he was better educated about, it was a transgender issue. He was better educated about that, you know, just from the sharing. When you and I went out to
Brookdale.
Thank you. We took a quarterly newsletter that the school had and had that available to hand out people. Here's our quarterly newsletter. Did you receive this? You know, and they took copies. Most of them said they had not received it. You know,
that's a good idea, especially to these seniors.
I like Brian's idea of just making the action step that we are going to research new opportunities for communication.
Throughout the year. I do think there's more that we can do, and I think that's what came out of that focus.
Now, if you guys start Twittering and all that stuff, I don't do that.
I think the comment, we know from the data that we receive that people in the district utilize the website, but I think, and that was not part of that data, but it's a question I have. I think when people go to the website, they go to the buildings where their children
are
attending.
Right.
They're not going to the school board webpage.
Right.
They're not going to the front district page, home other page. Than just that may be the first
and
thing
that opens
up. And
people who don't have kids in school, how many of them go to?
Well, data indicated that 70% of them say they get their information from the newspaper.
Yeah, there you go.
And so that was part of my message was we need to collaborate to the newspaper was we need you.
Right.
We need to work collaboratively with you to make things feel better.
Chad, you know, so you can come to our monthly meetings, but we'd like to.
They're always looking for things to cover. And when is the next OSBA conference?
Well, the Capitol Conference is in November.
If there's something on, like, board use of social media, I would like to go to that.
And I printed off, because if you read the briefcase, they always list, like, all sorts of different webinars.
Glenn is all set up.
Good. Okay. Great. Yeah. Thank you. But there's all sorts of webinars out there, and there was one on that, you know, and so I was going to, you know, I try and print some of those off or at least make note of when they are.
Okay, so before we go on, I know that we were going to go until 3, so
I think we will. I think let's go ahead and we're just going to have to continue this either. And I know our board meetings are going to be longer now because we're going to have building presentations, so we might need to schedule another work session on a.
Well, we're coming in to 6 of 11. If we could schedule an hour either before or after our board meeting this week. I think
we're
we could probably finish it. 6 of 11. There's 11 pages to this. We're coming on to 6.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to rush it, but I'm feeling a little
Yeah, well, we've been here, I know, right, we've been here for a while, and I have a meeting at 4, so.
This is another issue, but since you brought it up, you meet with Diane before each meeting, mm-hmm. correct? Could we give these presenters a time limit?
We have talked about that, I know, we have talked about that, and she does generally tell them, you have this amount of time, and I think we'll continue to.
I would tell them, you know, because of the situation, because we have so much, like, okay, this meeting coming up, we're going to have a lot of public participation. Mm-hmm. I mean, we might as well count on that.
And that's 30 minutes right there.
Right. At minimum.
Well, no, that's 30 minutes. That's our policy. We allow up to 30 minutes.
We take
minutes.
Up to 30 minutes.
Right.
So
right.
We take
Unless we agree, 10 people. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Unless we agree that we want to extend it. But generally, if it's the same message,
right.
you know,
same.
there's not a real need to extend it.
So right. I would tell Diane, how much did we give them before? What was our time?
Well, I think she's generally told them 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, then I would tell them 5 to 10, and at 10 it's cut off.
No. I don't know what happened last
year. Yeah,
I can't
year, really cut
were,
them off, I don't
was
think.
One that, yeah. There was one that went on for 40 or 50 minutes,
yes.
and it was a good presentation. It's not bad. It's
right.
just that we have other things.
Right.
And right. I think as a group, we should decide this is how long the building presentation is going to be. I don't know what the answer is. Do you have a preference?
Well, I don't. I think that it should be on one thing because so many of them put like 3 or 4 different things in there, and mm-hmm. they bring 3 or 4 groups of people up. Mm-hmm. I think it has to focus on one thing.
I have to laugh because I will talk to some people who, some board members who will say, "Well, how long do your meetings last?" And I've talked to some that they said, really? Our meetings last until 11 o'clock at night. You know? so I think it depends.
Yeah.
It depends what you're used to, you know? I mean, I think like 7 to 8:30 is a reasonable amount of time.
No, they're not. I think our meetings are good.
All I can say is I lose my ability to focus by 8:30. I can go till 9, but I can't go to 11.
I know.
And I don't see why we can't tell the principals 10 minutes, and then you can cut them off at 20 if you want to, right? She can do that.
Well, I would rather tell them. I think buildings need flexibility in terms of their presentation. I don't think we ought to say only focus on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to bring in 2 things, if they want to bring in 3 mm-hmm. things, let them do that.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to set a hard and fast end,
mm-hmm.
then I think we need to say 20 minutes and... because 10 minutes
can fly by.
Yeah, is a really short time.
Right. I think you say 15, knowing that it's going to
write
over slide on. Yeah.
But if you go 20, you're going into 30.
Right. I wouldn't say 20. I would say 10 or 15 and cut them off at 20. If you guys like that. It's just a couple times last year it actually affected
well, you
the
know,
rest
we
of the
can all,
meeting.
We
it was
could
so
say
long.
That we would appreciate if you could keep it at 10 to 15 minutes
right.
so all the business can be addressed appropriately
mm-hmm.
with public participation, et cetera. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think if we ask them gently in a way like that,
So then So you're saying that the public participation part is 30 minutes total. Is that
our
the policy?
Our policy says 30 minutes unless the board votes to extend it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. 3 minutes per person, and that Todd would tell them when they're done.
And now, this came up once last year, if I remember right, and then we changed it. There was something about if people are getting repetitive, and then you decided to take that out because it was too restrictive. Am I remembering that right?
I mean, generally, I think there was one where everybody was basically saying the exact same thing, and mm-hmm. at a certain point, you have to say, okay, guys, if we have a total of 30 minutes, so
okay.
if there's somebody here who would like to talk about something different, we want to make sure that we hear all the concerns
okay, but we
instead
don't need
of
to
hearing the same thing.
State
and
it as a rule
anything.
Up front. You don't
right.
need to, okay.
Right,
yeah.
right.
I right. think... You know, a general statement, we're going to hear up to 10 people,
mm-hmm.
3 minutes per
Max.
Person.
Right.
And maybe remind them it's not a discussion session, unfortunately.
Yes, right, right. And I do, I've tried to flesh it out a little bit just to...
So now, Sue, will you, like, if, say it's the same issue and, like, we're on number eight, mm-hmm. will you then address and say, does anyone have anything other than the issue at hand that's being spoken about be different?
Well, I think that if you have a number of people that you want to speak, mm-hmm. that you wouldn't want 10 people on one issue to be able to take the time mm-hmm. and for other things, other issues, not to be addressed at all.
Right.
Right.
So, and I think that's really the purpose of saying, you know, we've heard three or four people speak mm-hmm. on this. Mm-hmm. Is there some, you know, different issue?
Right.
We just want to make sure.
You know,
we
want to make sure that we're hearing that from all concerns.
All concerns are heard.
Right.
Right. And, but I think other than our 30 minutes, 3 minutes per person.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, we've got to let the public speak.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Right.
I agree. But I didn't know when you interact and say, is there anything different?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the sheet in front of you, right?
Yes.
Who signs up?
Yeah, Todd, somebody will have that.
You may have a sense.
Right, because I think there's a column on there that says what they want to talk about too, a general idea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
so if they want to be part of public participation, they need to call the board office.
No,
mm-hmm. no, they just sign up.
They just come to the meeting, they sign up,
okay,
and then they'll be asked to state their name and address for the record.
Yeah,
and they'll have 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's on a little notebook thing.
Right. Yeah. There's a blue binder that usually they put right by the opening, by the door. And then, like, if we have a lot of guests, I'll usually go out there and kind of say, hey, guys, a reminder, if you're interested in public participation, you'll need to sign your name over there. Mm-hmm. So when we get to that part of the meeting, we'll have the book and we'll have it.
And the other thing, if we were to have three or four different issues, mm-hmm. and multiple people on several of them that wanted mm-hmm. to speak, mm-hmm. I think it would be appropriate to suggest that they kind of get together.
Yes, and determine who will be the spokesperson.
You pick three people, you pick three people, you pick three people.
That's a great idea.
And try to address it in that way, just from a practical standpoint of not allowing, again, going back, not allowing one group mm-hmm. to monopolize and have the groups decide who's going to speak and what they're going to talk about.
Okay, so now that I've been doing this almost 3 years, my impression is many people who feel strongly about an issue have never been to a school board meeting before. They have no idea how it works.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we need to help them. We just need to explain it to them. Even if it's the same explanation every month.
Right.
They don't know.
Exactly.
They
think who does that kind of
they
thing?
Think
yeah,
it, they,
and I'm gonna go into a little bit more detail.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And that kind of suggestion could be really helpful when it's one of these issues where 20 people show up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I don't want them to feel excluded.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. but they could come up two or three at a time if that helps.
They just have their 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Okay. So, what would you guys think about Monday, September 26th. To try and get through the rest of this. And then my goal would be between now and then to update what we've gone over and then come back on the 26th.
I can do the 26th.
I'm very open.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you want to do a similar time?
1 o'clock.
That's fine. Tuesday, the 27th, I'm traveling, but I'll still be here Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check and make sure that this room is available.
You've hit my both no R O R days.
Okay.
So that's perfect.
Good.
Well, we got a lot done today, Sue.
We did. We did. I know, and I really appreciate the suggestions and try and get those things updated back out to you. And with that, where is my sheet to talk about whoever, we need a motion for adjournment now.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mrs. Powers. And we'll have the roll call. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mrs. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mrs. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine? Yes. Motion carries, and we are adjourned at 3:21.